Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An ex-Marine smashing his pickup into an LDS church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, opening fire and setting the building ablaze. Four people were killed, the gunman also killed in a shootout with police. With just hours to go before the federal government shuts down, President Trump will meet today with top Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington with more on what each side wants.
Democrats are demanding a new funding bill that reverses Medicaid cuts and extends expiring Obamacare subsidies to prevent health insurance premiums from rising for millions of Americans. Republicans are pushing for a more simple short-term funding fix to keep the government running until November 20th. A shutdown would mean millions of federal employees, including members of the military, TSA officers, and ICE agents, would work without pay until the government reopens.
Missouri lawmakers agreeing to new congressional maps, just like Texas, that will likely give the GOP more seats in the midterms next year. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Fewer international and graduate students are attending UW-Madison this year, likely due to federal cuts and immigration concerns. The university released data that shows there are 7% fewer international students this year. That's about 500 fewer total. President Donald Trump has made curbing immigration a big part of his plan for the nation. And earlier this year, the State Department revoked the visas of a couple dozen students in the UW system. A couple of them filed lawsuits, and eventually the State Department reversed course. Now, this drop in international enrollment is expected to be a trend nationwide. The Association of International Educators put out a report saying the U.S. may see as much as a 15% drop in international students. Until now, UW-Madison typically had an increase in international students year to year. The data shows there is an even bigger drop among graduate and professional students. UW-Madison has 9% fewer of them this year. That may be linked to the Trump administration's deep cuts to research funding, slashing about $65 million from UW-Madison's budget. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin had advised faculty to consider admitting fewer graduate students because of those funding cuts. Meanwhile, the university has risen in the rankings. U.S. News and World Report puts out its best colleges list every year. It considers tons of different factors, including value, job security after graduation, and even things like life on campus. This year's report named UW-Madison the 12th best public university in the country. It moved up one spot from 13th last year. When looking at all colleges across the nation, UW-Madison ranked 36th, up from 39th. In 2024. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
An overtime that ends in a tie. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers and the Cowboys played a full overtime period and Green Bay kicking a field goal to end the game in a 40-40 tie. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on why he's disappointed heading into the bye.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. Give Dallas credit. They did a great job offensively, you know, moving the ball down the field. But there's a lot of things that we all have to clean up, starting with myself. I mean, we were trying to be aggressive at the end of the half. That really bit us in the butt.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-2 win at home Sunday over the Cincinnati Reds to close out the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. You know, I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for the 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosker.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And right. Then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Madison. Students, government, lakes, and WMDX.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and it is a pretty nice morning.
Yeah.
We've had pretty boring weather, and I'm loving every second of it. I mean, this is fantastic weather, isn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah. Happy Monday. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Good. It's
happy,
nice.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Not, rise and shine.
It's not a happy Monday, we're just lucky to be here again. Each and every day, we're lucky to be a country. My God, this thing is just a disaster. What an S show. I'm sorry. This is just beyond my comprehension. I've never seen anything like this. And, okay. These guys out there, those megas, there's got to be a point at which they say, this has got to be the line that I can't step over.
Yeah, not yet.
No?
Apparently
no?
not.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Wow. You're coming in hot this morning, huh?
No.
It's good.
Well, you and I were talking about the Packer game, and that got
right.
me started.
Oh, I know.
That
yeah.
got me started.
What a game that was last
yeah,
night.
What a great game.
Wow. I watched the whole thing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
To walk away disappointed at the end at 11:15 when I'm ready to pass out.
What? You mean you don't like tie scores?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You spent all that time watching a damn game, and they cut it off as a tie score.
Yeah, and then at the end of the game, it's all hugs and kisses between the teams. Oh, well, that was a battle. Whoa. Oh, we both lost, but we both won. It's like, oh, come on. Give me a break.
That's BS.
It is BS. Why don't they just have the two quarterbacks come out and arm wrestle or something for the final point?
Or just do
something. Just do flip a coin. I don't care.
Rock, paper, scissors. That's what I've been saying. Doing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. But what a game, though. I mean, 9 lead changes just back and forth all night long. 40-40. Yeah.
Well, it's tough playing.
That was the final.
It's tough playing Dallas because they have that one star out of American flag on their helmets. What can you do?
Well,
they're America's team.
Lone Star State. That's them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not from the flag. It's from their flag.
That's right. Oh, well. But, it was a great game, except the ending. So.
And as I mentioned, you spend all that time watching a damn game.
Right?
All that time. You're going to overtime. You've got hopes. And then they stopped the game because they made some arbitrary rules saying, well, just one overtime, that's it.
Yeah, that's all.
Why?
That's all you get.
All the people that drove to the stadium to see this game And they all got stung. Yeah. I mean, this is a huge disappointment. I hate these rules, these ridiculous, stupid rules. Play until you win. That's why you play the game.
Okay. Right. Yes. Okay.
I'm done. Yeah, I don't know. You know, well, this football thing has got me angry.
Should we go to the phones? Matt is on the line from Middleton.
I blame Trump for this. Oh, okay, really? Matt, go ahead.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. Yes, it is Trump's fault.
See?
I blame him for everything. But I just want, I had to call, though. Happy Monday. I think we need to let the government shut down. Screw these MAGA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let it. People voted to have it all burn and crash.
Right.
Let it burn and crash. They need to learn the lesson. Let the farmers go bankrupt. Why do farmers get socialism while the rest of us get rugged capitalism? Lift yourself up by your bootstraps.
Right.
Republicans are always messing the farmers up and then giving them bailouts with the socialism.
Yeah. I mean,
should only left-leaning Democrats get fired and lose their livelihood while we bail out farmers who voted to have it all burned down?
That's
Let
right.
them burn.
They voted for this. This is their thing. Oh, they didn't see it coming. They didn't believe he'd do something like this. Oh, yeah. All the excuses. Sorry about that, right, Matt? I mean, this is it. We're giving them all the money. We're giving them the tariff money that we have put tariffs in to prevent these imports of food and exports of food. This is ridiculous. I don't even know what are we doing.
$20 billion to Argentina. What do I care what happens in Argentina?
Yeah, the
really stupid.
Yeah,
I'm pissed.
Me too. I'm done.
Okay.
But have a good day.
All right. Matt. Thanks,
yeah,
Matt.
See, and we're going to have a great day.
Yeah, see, the Republicans own, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the White House, they have Supreme Court, they have all the power, and now they're blaming the Democrats for the shutdown. Okay. Really?
Right. And not only that, but it's fun to hear Trump say, you know what? If there's a shutdown, I'm firing everybody that I think should not be paid. You know, they do have to pay some of these people to stay on. All the people that aren't going to stay on because they got to keep the government running a little bit. All those people, they're not just going to get laid off or, you know, put off for a few months or weeks or days. They're fired completely. This is his threat. This is what he's holding over the Democrats.
Right.
No, he's holding it over Americans. Mm. And these are people with jobs and families and bills to pay, and he wants to fire them permanently because that's how he negotiates with the Democrats. Yeah. This is brutal stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, what are we talking about?
All right. Well, did you have a good weekend? I went to Portobello Friday night just because. You know?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. I
know
been
it's
there.
Gorgeous. It
I haven't been there in 20 or 30 years. I mean, and it was so great to go there. And, you know, the rumor is that they're shutting down, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, a big apartment complex.
I asked the server about that. I don't know, what's the deal with them shutting down? Oh, no, that's just a rumor. Yeah. I'm like, really?
Okay. They're at the mercy of the city.
I guess, but yeah. No, they're just saying, they were very tight-lipped about it. They weren't going to say anything.
Of course, I think you just got to keep Portobello open.
Oh, man.
This will bring a lot of business to Portobello, just talking about the fact that they might go away. There's the courtyard. Were you in the courtyard or were you
actually
inside?
The courtyard. All set up, but nobody was out there.
Yeah.
And actually, they'd taken the chairs in, and it wasn't that late. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't have the courtyard going. Maybe they just didn't have enough servers.
But there's an ambiance inside Portobello.
Man. It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's like stepping into a time zone.
I know.
Doesn't exist anymore. It was out there maybe 50 years ago.
I know. It's such a beautiful place. What? Okay. We had a call, but we lost the call. Yeah. All right. Anyway. So that's what I did.
So what did you have? An Italian dish of some sort?
I just had some appetizers and then was drinking heavily. Passed out at the table. They had to haul me out. No, that's... But, you know, it was...
That's why we don't go out to dinner. I always have to carry him out to his car. Yeah,
some things never change. So, Saturday night, I was driving, you know, because I live downtown, so I'm driving around a little bit. All these people dressed in banana suits.
No,
I mean,
really?
I mean, a couple of hundred of them, at least.
Yeah.
Dressed in banana suits. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And Dom, you saw some of this too, right?
We went to the Stuffed Olive Saturday night, and they were also just there, just walking around. And I was like, did I miss a...
Students, mainly.
Yeah. And I was wondering, what's going on? I need to know what is going on.
We looked it up this morning. The Banana Bar Crawl is what it's called. And it's a nationwide, it's like a promotional thing. So these different bars sign up to do it, and then they offer discounts if you're dressed in the banana suit.
Wow.
But they hand out the banana. So there were like identical banana suits walking all over the place. It was very weird. I thought, boy, oh boy, did I have too much to drink?
Well, what's going on? I kind of regret getting rid of my banana costume now.
You had a banana costume?
I did have a banana costume. I thought, what an unusual thing to walk around in. You know, it's like a crescent moon.
Right.
And which I also liked, but the banana costume, I guess, was fine. You know, with the Savannah bananas,
would
think that would be the costume to wear there as
well. Yeah. Well, it was just very weird to see all these walking around.
I wish I had
suits.
Seen that.
Yeah.
I'll have to drive around town a little bit more.
Well, apparently there's another one coming up in November.
November 9th, I think. Yeah.
Ooh, remind me of this.
I will remind you.
I have to go.
Yes. Right. I might buy a banana suit and join. You know, that's how awesome it was.
I think you buy the tickets online. And all the there were, I don't know, a dozen or so bars that were involved in the promotion. So, so it was a good deal. You walk around, you get, you know, free drinks or whatever. Or,
I'm surprised, you know.
Discount drinks.
They wouldn't have something like the cow costume, right?
Right.
Those became very big, very popular, and they're still very popular, oddly.
Mm. Yeah.
And that dinosaur suit. I don't know if you guys know. It's just like this big dinosaur suit everyone wears. Everyone buys it. It's just a big onesie.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'll buy it and I'll bring it in. But
it's giant.
It's huge. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it goes way over your head, right? And you walk around in it.
Maybe you. Yeah. You might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I think I've seen one of those.
Yeah. They're popular.
Yeah. Tom, did you have a good weekend?
I did, man. Yeah. I had my anniversary with my girlfriend, my 3-year anniversary.
Wow.
3 years.
Really?
3 years, yes.
Man, you started going out with her when you were 15?
No. When I was 8 or 19. And, okay. Yeah, it was really fun. We went to the Melting Pot. It was good. We ate some raw food. It was great.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do we have time for raw food?
That's always nice to have raw food.
Yeah. Do we have time for Would You Rather? I think we do.
Yes, we do.
All right. Buckle up. It's time to choose your own destiny.
What?
This is Would You Rather.
All right.
All right. Let's get this out of the way. First question. Would you rather read the book or watch the movie? That's anything. Would you rather read the book or watch the movie?
I like the movie version.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll go with that, too.
I think I think that's an easy one across the board. Yeah. Okay. Never been a big book reader.
Okay. That's one reason to see the movie, but...
all right. Second question.
Yeah.
Would you rather show up to a job interview with stained pants or pit stains?
What kind of question is this?
That's just, they're both terrible.
It's a no-win question. Yeah.
I think I would do pit stains.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, I think so.
Might as well look nervous for the interview.
Right.
True. That's good thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay.
That's all I got.
That's
very
it?
Easy. Yeah.
You don't have a bonus question because we all agreed on the first two? You should have a bonus question.
Which one? Okay. What?
No, he's making it up.
Okay,
never
mind.
Portobello or Stuffed Olive, I don't know.
All right. By the way, you know, I'm looking into seeing the movie One Battle After Another. I think we're going to set up a time on Tuesday for the family to go out and see this. I've been reading so many really incredible reviews about this movie. It's almost like we went out and saw Civil War.
I haven't heard anything about this.
I know.
What's the name of it?
I didn't know anything about it either until like yesterday or the day before. I read a review on it and say, "Well, it's the best movie out there. It's a moment in time that is similar to what's going on right now. So it's something I think we should probably, you know, plan on seeing sometime.
What's
I know
it called
I'm
again?
The kids out. It's called One Battle, Another After Another. One Battle After Another. One okay. Battle After Another. See, I don't even know the title.
Okay.
But I'm going to go see this damn movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
19 past the hour. We're just getting going on a Monday morning. Next up, the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, going to preview the World Dairy Expo right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Canzuela cantiva, me gusta, touchdown.
Barb does a touchdown and he does a Pacarina. Reggie White, sexy quarterback, he does a Pacarina.
92.7 WMDX, smarter than your average bratwurst.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. That's madisonhearingaidcenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
This is Jim Santel, the host of Amicus, a law review on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Every step you take at the Dane County Walk to End Alzheimer's brings hope to families affected by dementia. Join WMDX on October 5th at Warner Park as we walk to raise funds for care, support, and research. Free registration at alz.org/walk.
Verlo Mattress brings you this portion of John and Gordy. Celebrate Labor Day with unbeatable savings. Get a free box or platform foundation with your mattress purchase. Upgrade your sleep experience. The Labor Day sale continues through September. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to verlo.com.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This is John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Choose WMDX and then text us or voice note us or give us a call.
Beautiful weather today. Clear skies this morning. 53 degrees currently. Highs in the mid-80s this afternoon. Let's check in with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam.
Morning, guys. How are you after a beautiful weekend in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Did you stay up late last night to watch the Packer game end in a tie?
I did.
Me too.
It was not. Yeah. It's. I knew it was going to be a tough Monday.
Yeah.
Just by virtue of when that game was, and then the more I tried to sleep with one eye opened, I knew it was just getting worse. So, yeah. Right. Well, the only thing I've got good this week is the World Dairy Expo. That'll keep me hopping. So,
I'll regain
my momentum.
We had a little discussion on this program, this rule, this arbitrary rule of just stopping the game after one overtime. What do you think about something like that? You spend all this time, all this effort, and then they have this weird rule that just stops the game at a tie?
I'm personally, you guys are the vintage, too. Remember, I think it was George Carlin, Sudden Death. And, you know, remember that bit he used to do about sudden death versus going home and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm more of a sudden death person myself.
Oh, beautiful.
Let's keep scratching and crawling until there's nothing left of us.
That's so. Right. Yeah, wow, that's the I way love that be. Attitude. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Let's get to the World Dairy Expo.
This is another thing. Oh. Sudden death. The World Dairy Expo. I don't know why that relates. But anyway, this is a huge event. And you gave us a little insight into this. Wow, I didn't know this much stuff went into the World Dairy
it's
Expo.
It's huge.
This is fantastic. Could fill us in a little bit. I mean, the fact that these exhibitors who show up for this have to pay so much money.
Well, sure. You know, I thought to myself when I was visiting with these folks as their cattle, they were arriving, it must have been Friday last week, and I was talking with this guy from upstate New York that brought 14 animals in two semis. And it took him 18 hours to come from the Finger Lake area of New York and get the cattle. Now, he had to make a stop because these cows are all about routine. So they had to make a stop in Ohio to milk the cows. The semis are built with vacuum lines. So all they basically do is take the milker in the semi and they can milk the cows while they're in the semi. What? And I said, well, now, how do you do that? I mean, do you have a generator on the semi? No, he said, we go to an RV wayside where they've got power. And also that's where they can dump the milk when they get done milking them, because they can't they're not going to carry that along with them. And I thought to myself, can you imagine a family that's pulling up in an RV and you're next to a semi load of cows with this old odd pulsating noise coming from within. And, it took him 18 hours to get here. And the part that really shocked me, I actually had to ask him a couple times. He did the same thing last year. He's been exhibiting since about, 2017, maybe earlier. Last year, for him, his staff and everything, $90,000 just for the opportunity. The show at World Dairy Expo. His hotel bill, he's kind of got a wee bit of a stick crossways with Dane County and Madison. His hotel bill alone for him and his staff, $15,000.
What?
Oh, so, man.
Yep.
What does he get out of this? What does he get out of this?
Well, a lot of the goal is that your animals are going to do so well that the genetics that you have will be sought after and that you will regain some of your money back that way. But I mean, that's on a wing and a prayer. I mean, you are in the ring with these elite animals from all across North America. So, you know, it's kind of like catching, you know, magic in a bottle. You hope you've got it, but you're still out that money regardless. And the other part I thought was interesting is now it's gotten so expensive. And the staff is so difficult to find. Mm-hmm. You just don't have farm kids that are fitting cattle and taking care of things. So now this particular barn, they were cooking the meals in the barn right next to the animals. They bring their own refrigerator. They bring crock pots that put my tailgating to shame. And they make meals for all of their staff. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking pizzas. They had brisket. When I looked in the refrigerator, it was like brisket, something you'd see in a downtown Madison restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to feed those kids and those helpers very, very well so that they stick with them and don't get tempted to go next aisle over and work with somebody else. So, but yeah, $90,000 was his tab last year, and he said he's not sure he's going to be able to get by that cheap this year.
Yeah, well, I know there's the Badger Dairy Club. They sell their famous grilled cheese sandwich out there. That's a big event. And Kirshner's Premium Ice Cream out of Barron County, they're pretty big now, too. What's the story on that?
Yep. So tonight is the World Dairy Expo Dairy Product Contest. They're going to recognize the winners. One of them, as you pointed out, is up in Chautauqua, Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream. They were the grand champion in the ice cream, gelatos, et cetera. And then another Turtle Lake Cheese Company, Lake Cheese, Schumann Cheese, they won with a vanilla mascarpone. That sounds so good. Mascarpone is a cheese, but it's a dessert cheese. And I just can't imagine with Madagascar Vanilla. Yeah, they're going to be recognized tonight. The contest concluded a couple weeks back. Tonight they get their awards at World Dairy Expo.
Okay, now I have one more thing. I know
we're less than a minute.
Imported cattle come in and they have to have a passport. The cattle have passports?
Yeah. cattle have to have a passport. You bet. And you sit in line with them. You and your RV are along with them waiting for the border patrol to go through all their paperwork before you get through.
Oh, man. Wow. All right.
Okay, Pam. Well, have fun at the World Dairy Expo. I know it's going to be a busy week for you. Thank you for joining
us. We'll catch up with you Friday.
Absolutely, yes.
Good deal. All right.
Check it out. All the effort they put in, I want to go to this.
At the Alliance Center all week long. All right, when we come back, Idiocracy for a Monday with John Peterson, Gordy Young, Dominic Lee, and you. Come back with us.
Keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Dairy producers thought changes to the federal milk marketing orders would improve their position in the marketplace. It hasn't. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and their voices are being heard in Washington, D.C. Zippy Duval is the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
The news is not good when it comes to what we call make allowance. The make allowance determines what is deducted from farmers' check to help pay for the cost of processing. In just 3 months, America's dairy farmers have lost more than $337 million because of the increase in make allowances. USDA is now required to survey processors' costs every other year, but has yet to announce a timeline. We urge USDA to move quickly to schedule the new cost survey so that future hearings reflect the actual processing costs.
Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. What happened to the dairy markets on Friday? I've got numbers next.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel, all in, all season.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 162.25. 40-pound block cheese down a penny and a quarter, 162.5. But AA butter on Friday finished the week another 8 cents stronger at $1.72 per pound. This morning in Chicago, October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 7, $16.86. November, up 21 at $16.39. Currently, December new crop corn, that's down a penny, stands at $4.21. November new crop beans, down 3.5 at $10.10. July wheat, currently up a half at $5.61 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. Remember, World Dairy Expo 2025 officially opens to the general public tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. Follow the Midwest Farm Report team at MidwestFarmReport.com or any of the social media streams you follow. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
She's a broadcasting legend in Wisconsin, and we're lucky enough to have her here at Civic Media. We start our new segment. Jane Matinere joins us for Matinere Mondays. Next time, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
I am the most overrated and most over-decorated and currently, I am the most over-berated actress who likes football of my generation. It's embarrassing and it's terrifying to put the target on your forehead, and it sets you up for all sorts of attacks and armies of brown shirts and bots and worse. And the only way you can do it is to feel you have to. You have to. You don't have an option. You have to. Stand up, speak up. If we live through this precarious moment, if his catastrophic instinct to retaliate doesn't lead us to nuclear winter, we will have much to thank this president for, because he will have woken us up to how fragile freedom really is.
That's Meryl Streep responding to Donald Trump, who called her overrated.
Yeah.
And a good response there.
Well, you know, WMDX 92.7, John and Courtney in the morning. When you hear Trump trash other individuals, all the comedians, there isn't a funny comedian out there to him. And that's only because they have criticized him and his ego can't handle that. And now actresses and actors are all, you know, either bad or good, depending on whether they agree with him or not.
All right.
There's something wrong with the person, okay?
Yes.
Really. CJ, my friend, my Milwaukee friend, who is a MAGA, come on, you guys. I mean, think about it. There's something mentally disturbed up there. I mean, he is not all there.
Right.
So, come on.
Yeah.
People can disagree with you. It's not an insult. It's not a personal attack. It's just they don't like you. Okay? It's a personality clash. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. It is 6:37. Weather today, no problems. Going to be nice and warm, high in the mid-80s. Lots of sunshine right now, 53 degrees. Coming up in a half hour, I'll reveal the first keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line this morning. Good morning, Catherine.
Oh, I didn't think you'd have time for me. You guys have already taken like 9 calls. It's crazy. Good morning. Friday, Monday.
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful to hear that. I saw that Meryl Streep cut. I knew immediately what you were playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I took away from it? I'm taking back the word woke. Yeah. Go ahead. Call me woke.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I am woke.
Right.
Because like you were saying, John, debate is gone. There's no more Republicans and Democrats working together, debating the very meritorious sides of a discussion. That's gone now.
Yeah.
It's only a one-sided conversation. And she's right. Well, thank you, Donald Trump. You woke me. And I'm going to use that word all the time now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good
point. Let's find a way to kind of work that into the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
we're
gonna. Please, thank you.
We'll try and do that. All right.
Okay. See ya.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We're wide awake now. Yes, we're woke.
All woke.
We're all woke.
Are you woke this morning?
Yeah.
Maybe we could slip that
Tom,
in.
Are you woke?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, Charles is on the line. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, Charles. What do you got for us today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
So let's see. We got War Ravage Portland going on right now.
Charles, we got that coming up a little after 7 o'clock.
All right. So then we got Americans acting a plum fool at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
that was something. Yeah.
And then you got Marjorie Taylor Greene letting everybody know that she's not suicidal.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What was that? So,
the circus is in town, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Are we winning yet?
Well, boy, I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah.
And I'm with Matt, the first caller. We don't need to bail out the farmers. I'll keep saying that. You guys were stupid enough to vote for him the first time, and he screwed you. And you got lucky with bailouts. And he screwed you the second time. How stupid can you be to keep voting for somebody that is only concerned about their own pockets and the other rich people?
It's like a gambler losing at the table and turning to the guy next to him. Can you pay for this?
Right.
You know? Right. Yeah.
Hey, but good show so far, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Charles. Yep.
Appreciate that. 608-879-8255.
All right, let's get to some of this farmer talk here. Trump is killing big ag now. Farmers can't sell their stuff, and they're losing connections internationally. So let's listen to cut 211 here, and I think it's self-explanatory. Let's check it out.
That alongside, of course, the president's effort to realign America around American products and making all of these new deals, we are at a point where we're looking at the harvest, where we're looking at our soybean, corn, wheat, sorghum, cotton farmers who are facing very, very difficult times. We are currently in conversations here at the White House across the government on a farmer aid package. In our current programming right now, we've got about $13 billion moving out under ECAP, which is our old farmer payment system based on losses from last year and the year before.
Wow.
So this would be in addition to that in partnership with our colleagues on the Hill. We should have an announcement very soon, perhaps in the next couple of weeks.
We want to take our money. We're doing well because of tariffs. We're doing unbelievable. We're making more money than we ever have made. And by the way, we're going to take some of that tariff money that we've made, just to get off the subject for a second. We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made. We're going to give it to our farmers who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in. The tariffs kick into their benefit. So we're going to make sure that our farmers are in great shape because we're taking in a lot of money.
So he doesn't really get it, right? He's got the tariffs that are causing this shortage and this difficulty for the farmers, and now he's going to use it to help bail them out. And by the way, it doesn't always bail everybody out.
Right.
A lot of these farmers will go under because of this, the smaller ones. And big corporations will probably get most of the money, like the last bailout. We have gone through this before, and for some reason, they voted him in anyway. They can gamble, and we end up paying the debt, what they lose.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm a big supporter of farmers. I mean, that's why we have Pam Yonke on the show.
Sure.
Because we want to support them more than anything here in the dairy state. We've got to have that. And I wish that we could connect somehow. You know, the woke with farmers, please, you know, we want you to provide a field to table. We want you to provide all this food for us. And even that is almost impossible to provide now because the funding isn't there to help facilitate bringing farm food to local communities. It's just ended.
Yeah, it's hard enough to be a farmer, you know, even without all this stuff going on. I mean, these small family farms and even the bigger ones, they're all struggling. And it's all because of what Trump has done again to them.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of these farms are going out of business. When I was doing the census, driving through the countryside, there were so many farmhouses, just abandoned farmhouses.
Yeah.
And the fields are now part of somebody else's.
Got a text here from Corey in Watertown. Trump is going to bail out the farmers with tariff money until the tariffs kick in. Say that a couple of times and let that sink in if you're going to bail them out with the money until the money kicks in. Yeah. Round and round.
And supposedly the money was paying off the debt.
Yeah.
The national debt only because, you know, all of these tax cuts. So now that's not happening. This isn't a very well thought out plan here.
And we got a shutdown happening in a couple of days.
Okay, now, you know, this is Idiocracy, and we'd like to, you know, go back in time as well to relive some of the more dangerous and ridiculous moments of our life. And I want to go back a little bit. I want to get the British take on what happened at the UN and Trump. All right, so this is a little bit of coverage here. This is 198. Let's listen to this perspective. All right, let's listen.
Donald Trump came with a message to the UN about where it's going wrong and to tell its member countries what they need to change.
All I got from the United Nations was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle. If the First Lady wasn't in great shape, she would have fallen. And then a teleprompter that didn't work. These are the two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter.
He singled out Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, for criticism.
I look at London, where you have a terrible mayor, terrible, terrible mayor.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
It's been so changed. No, so changed.
Don't go there.
Now they want to go to Sharia law.
Oh, yeah.
But you're in a different country. You can't do that.
No. Mr. Khan has said he's not going to dignify these bigoted comments with a response. The other great threat facing the world, according to President Trump, is not climate change, but attempts to halt it with renewable energy. Global warming, he said, is a hoax.
It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
The cliche.
Donald Trump came here 7 years ago and bragged about his achievements in office, and the people listening to him actually laughed at him. It was a humiliating moment for him, but things have changed so much. Nobody dares do that now. So even as they listen to him lecture them on how they should be running their own countries with these fixations on climate change and on immigration, he was still applauded at the end of it because everybody knows they have to treat Donald Trump much more carefully now.
He's a madman. That's why. Now, bear with me on this.
Okay.
We know that the follow-ups were done by his staff on the elevator and the teleprompter. All right? We know that. But for some reason, no one else is telling him that. So let's go to cut 209 here. Cut 209 and listen to this.
Okay.
President Trump demanding an investigation into what he is calling, quote, triple sabotage during his visit to the United Nations. In a social media post, he wrote in part, a real disgrace took place at the UN yesterday. Not one, not two, but three very sinister events.
Your staff.
The sinister events he is referencing involve a stopped escalator, a broken teleprompter, and audio issues.
John, these are petty grievances, but it really underscores President Trump's broader complaints about the United Nations and its capacity to solve some of the world's most intractable global conflicts. And we heard that in the president's speech, president taking to social media to lay out in great detail what had happened here, unable to just let it go and move on. He goes on to say this wasn't a coincidence. This was triple sabotage at the UN. The president then demanding an immediate investigation.
Oh, okay.
Investigation.
Yes, amazing.
Escalator.
207 now.
Okay.
But some guy online knows a little bit more, and this is a web wisdom telling the truth. Finally, let's listen.
It appears the UN has discovered who the culprit was that stopped the escalator at the UN right as Donald Trump had stepped foot on it. And it turns out to be Trump's own videographer. He apparently inadvertently set off a safety mechanism on the escalator that forced it to shut down and stop. He was traveling backwards up the escalator, trying to take a video of Trump and the First Lady going up and arriving to the UN, and he somehow triggered this safety mechanism. The UN went and looked at the central processing unit of the escalator, and it indicated that this mechanism had been triggered. This mechanism is designed to stop people or things from getting caught under the escalator and forced into the gears. Trump was furious about this happening, and the White House called for a thorough investigation and for whoever was responsible to be fired. And it turns out to be one of their own. And he was also extremely furious about the teleprompter not working properly and went on a tirade about that. Yeah. And it turns
It's strange. Even the regular public knows what happened.
Right. We're coming right back with more of Idiocracy. John and Gordy on WMDX.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Green and Gold Football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Hey, Gordy, I gotta admit, these hearing aids from Madison Hearing Aid Center changed my life.
Mine too, John. I thought I needed subtitles to talk to my grandkids.
And these aren't those old giant clunkers we saw in the old days. It's got Bluetooth, it's rechargeable, the works.
Yeah, my phone connects straight to my ears. I'm basically a cyborg now.
Hey, you just figured out texting last year, too.
Yeah, baby steps. But I did call Madison Hearing Aid Center, and you should too. 608-249-4077.
608-249-4077. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Mission Impossible here on this show as we try to make sense of the Trump administration.
That is impossible.
Wow.
Yeah.
WMDX. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Weather today, sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, a cool 54 degrees. It's John and Gordy, along with Dom Lee, our producer. Coming up in our next hour, of course, we'll reveal the next keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Also, we'll welcome back Jim Conway. He's a UW pediatrics professor. We're going to talk vaccinations and medical stuff, get the latest on...
Well, all the stuff that's going on with RFK Jr. Kind of screwing up, I guess, public health a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about Tylenol. Is it good or not?
Gee, I don't
really
know.
Wonder. Huh?
Anyway, you know, we're also talking off the air here about Mission Impossible. Right. I was watching both of the last two movies, and that is Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
I love them.
Yeah. I mean, the first movie was really fantastic. We loved that. Uh-huh. And then we found out on Prime, where you can watch movies that are still at the theater but pay a subscription price.
Okay.
We paid $6.99, which I thought was a good deal for both of us. So we decided to watch both movies and see how it came together. And it was really, really cool. But there was a scene in the movie where they were showing all these IDs that Ethan Hunt, who, by the way, is the character in Mission Impossible. Yeah. And they were showing all these IDs, but the one that stood out was the one where Ethan Hunt is from Madison, Wisconsin.
That's what his ID says.
That's right.
You froze it and took a picture
I took
what?
A picture of, of his ID. I can't believe it.
All these years, I didn't know that's where he was from.
He was from here.
Huh.
Wow, born 1964, August 18th. There it is. Ethan Hunt, Madisonian.
Who knew? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Little things you find out.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, we have CJ on the line. Hey, CJ, what's going on?
Happy Monday, CJ.
Happy Monday, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
You know, as I hear you talk about, you know, President Trump at the UN.
Yeah.
He told them the truth. It was perfect because they needed to hear it. They do have so much potential. And as far as James Comey, that's going to be the first because he deserves to be charged.
Mm-hmm.
Lied to the FISA court 3 times. Knows that he lied to the FISA court. And you guys obviously have not read the John Durham report. It's well worth it.
Well,
you'll learn so much about the truth of where all that lies came from, who paid for it, the Hillary Clinton campaign.
That was a discredited report.
Including the President Obama.
The Durham report was discredited. I mean, it was nothing. It was a nothing burger.
Right.
Well, James Comey says, bring it on.
Yeah,
let's go to court.
On.
Let's
yeah.
go to have a trial.
Well, prove
because
it.
Truth
James
of
Comey, yeah.
Because
when he found the seashells on the the shoreline 86-47.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He just happened to find that, didn't he?
That's right. Then you know, 86 is a very popular term used in the restaurant business. So maybe he was just, you know, saying,
yeah.
"Hey, okay, I don't like the crab." You know, that's
well, you yeah, well, you know what?
Well, you know, Trump will have to testify if they go to court.
So. Our most trusted institution.
Yeah.
Mm.
And,
well, he's making him. He's making
from the Obama administration.
Yeah, but isn't
all
he,
the way through the Biden administration?
Isn't he making every trusted institution not trusted at this point?
No, I don't believe so.
Is it,
I believe he is
here,
making it just like the UN.
Yeah.
He told them the truth.
Well, here's my here's my point on this.
The UN has done nothing to stop the wars.
All right.
You know,
well, he hasn't either.
7 of them.
He was going to stop the war in Ukraine immediately, and he has not done that. So I wouldn't talk about that. I wouldn't open that can of worms. But here's the question.
Well, I am opening that can of worms
because
it's the truth.
No.
So, what has the UN done to stop any of those wars? Absolutely nothing.
Well, has Trump done anything?
To hear the truth, guys.
And by the way, Trump said that none of these shootings, none of this unrest would ever happen if he became president. And how's that going for him? How's it turned out?
Well, you guys are the party of assassination, so you tell me.
Oh, we are. Oh, okay.
Well, your party.
No, why do you say that? Why do you say that?
That information, did you ever look up that study? Because
study
your party has no problem with violence. political violence.
All right. Well, I think
the majority of your party does. Look at the study, guys.
Is that the study that Trump took down?
Rutgers University. Rutgers University.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You guys, you know, I'm just telling you the truth.
I know you are. And we'll look up that Rutgers University study. All right.
But I gave you the information. Mm-hmm. You obviously didn't look it up, just like you didn't.
Did you send the information? I don't remember seeing that.
And whoever discredited the John Durham report?
The John Durham report went nowhere. It was nothing.
You obviously didn't read it, guys. It's a great read.
Well, I don't read things that are discredited right away. I don't have time for that. I didn't care about it. It was a partisan witch hunt anyway, the Durham report. So I didn't care.
6:59, we've got news straight ahead and an update on the weather. Also, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot in our next hour.
It was like looking at a Michael Gableman study, you know? And okay. You can't put too much on that either.
Also, we'll talk to UWPediatrics Professor Jim Conway. That's coming up. And right around the corner, we'll reveal the next keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. It's all coming up in our 7 o'clock hour right here on WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police are still looking for a motive in the Michigan church shooting and fire that left four people dead.
Authorities say the suspect, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, is a Marine veteran who served in Iraq. A fundraising website from 2015 indicating his son was born with a rare genetic disorder, the treatment for which apparently took a financial toll on the family. Sanford is quoted in a local newspaper saying, "Don't ever take having healthy kids for granted. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps and was in Iraq, and this is still the most unique thing to deal with."
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Police say Sanford drove his pickup into the church, then opened fire. He was killed by officers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is at the White House today for meetings with President Trump on